Roll back the clock to the late 1800s, and the people of Two Harbors, Minnesota, tell you this company was a flop. In fact, the stock was considered worthless. However, today, it's that initial business failure that has its own museum in town. We'll go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It didn't appear as if the new company on the banks of Lake Superior was headed toward success.
Several prominent businessmen decided to get together and mine what they thought was corundum, which was an abrasive material. Well, what they thought was corundum wasn't, so the company failed several times. They kept putting money into it, but they just couldn't seem to make it work.
Mel Sando says the flop is well remembered here in this town.
After their first year of being in business, their original stock certificates weren't worth a shot of whiskey.
It's hard to imagine such a company would be memorialized. But that's because they later found success.
Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing, 3M, originated here in Two Harbors. The articles of incorporation were written here by a lawyer.
The lawyer's office is today a historic site, but it took several years for 3M to develop its niche.
Eventually, Ordway and McKnight would get their hands on the company, and they would build it up, and it grew with the automobile industry. Of course, 3M building wet and dry sandpaper to create the modern-looking cars back in the 1920s and 30s.
But we don't know 3M for sandpaper. Instead, it was the products they used to attach the sand to the paper that made them famous.
You're going to recognize that it's adhesive that they're very famous for. You know, the tapes, of course, Post-it notes. You know, we now take those for granted. Everybody uses them all over the place. And it's the types of adhesives that the 3M developed.
It's the roots of a large company that all began here with a failed mining venture. Traveling the countryside in Two Harbors, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.